Redo Experience.
Ha, why do some posts have higher engagement than others and can we game it?
What?
If I post a photo showing my cleavage, that post has more engagement. I gamed it. But point kya? A lot of my posts that don't get any comments, zero comments, get shared the most. You know, it'll be like 56 people have forwarded it. So you have that little aeroplane thing forward 56 times, not a single comment. So it, what's, I mean, what is this engagement then? I recently had a conversation with someone about a month and a half ago, and they're like, oh, we really want to work with you again, and it's so cool. And I spent like a good 30-40 minutes with them on the call, and towards the end of the call, I think they were on my Instagram looking at it. They're like, oh, how come your engagement is so low? And I was like, why the fuck didn't you do that research before you gave me the call and wasted my time? And low engagement, like, what does that even mean? How are you even measuring low engagement? Compared to what? Compared to whom? What are, where is the critical thinking and questions behind everything like this? So, you know, kya point kya? Like, I would much have high engagement, low engagement with what? Am I able to run a successful practice for 17 years consistently, sell a product, have clients all over the world? What engagement are you talking about? My clients feel comfortable enough to fucking WhatsApp me for things like, oh, I'm planning to travel to this place. You've been to this hotel. How do you think it is? This is somebody who buys art from me. That is my engagement. Fuck you on me. Kya Instagram follower and all. You know, it doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, my goal is not to be world famous. It's not to be, you know, the influencer with the most number of followers. It's not to get free trips from hotels. It is to fucking sell my stuff. This is work that I believe in. It gives me life and joy, and I want people to buy my shit. That is kind of my goal. That is why I'm on social media. That is why I document what I do. That's what I do. So it's just engagement with whom, right? Who, what are you trying to do with extra followers? I need 10,000 extra followers today. Kyun? Figure out what your underlying goal there is and then approach it like that. It takes work, but in the long run, that is what's going to pay off. Someone's asking, is social media good or bad? It's great. I think it is great. It brings out the best in us and the worst in us. And that is not social media's problem. That's our problem. Any of my workshops or consulting sessions that I do with my clients, I always start with goal kya hai? What is it that you are trying to achieve here? So, in terms of, you know, growing engagement and followers, right? Why do you want to grow engagement and why do you want to grow followers? Do you want to grow followers just because it is this fear of missing out that a brand like yours is doing so much better on Instagram? Okay, what does better mean? If your goal is just to increase followers, there is an option of bots, right? It is, bots are a very real problem. Bots are, can be created by someone, you know, who has access to some systems and they just create 500 fake accounts, and those are bots. Bots are a very real problem. You can increase your followers. If that is your only goal, then that's your solution. You know, buy bots, for example. Suddenly you'll have 10,000 followers. You'll have the swipe up link in your stories and, you know, people will be like, oh my God, this brand has 10,000 followers. They must be good, blah, 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 etc. But you have to understand, what is your goal here? Your goal, ideally, for any business is to sell, is to get clients, is to build a long-term brand, and is to be profitable, right? Without harming everybody else around you. In general, that's what the goal is. How does having more followers help you with that goal? Is a client going to come to your Instagram page, be impressed by 10,000 followers, and purchase your product? I don't think so. It depends also on the kind of product. Like, for example, in the art scene, for example, or even my photography scene, the number of followers is relevant, yes, but it's not the final deciding factor for a client to hire me or to buy a painting which is worth lakhs. Customers will come to you on the basis of word of mouth, on the basis of other customers telling them about your product or your. How can brand leverage followers to increase sales consistently? What are common mistakes brands make? See, you can't really use followers in the sense, I mean, unless you sit and look at each person's profile and then you reach out to them and then say, hey, you know, thank you for following. But that also doesn't guarantee anything. I think it is too much work for almost no returns. So how you can leverage followers is that, you know, you engage with them. When someone leaves a comment, you say thank you, and, you know, you ask them how they're doing. Sometimes go to their page, leave a comment if they have a public profile. A lot of them have private profiles. You have to understand that at the end of the day, you are on Instagram to promote your brand. Some of your followers will have more influence than others. Reach out to those people in a different way. It's just the script. You know, if a very well-known art collector follows my page, I will be, you know, I will put an extra effort. I will go to their profile and I will, you know, talk to them and I will see what they're doing. It's, you're making friends at the end of the day. You're building a relationship at the end of the day. Can you build a relationship with, you know, like my handle on Instagram has 50,000 followers. I don't. There is a difference. I cannot possibly engage with all 50,000 people at the same level. I will probably engage with 50 people. And there'll be people who have followed my brand and my work for a long time. Some of them have critical feedback, which is useful. Some of them have ideas, which I'm able to use and I thank them for. But it's not, you know, when you have followers, it also depends on the kind of product you have. For example, I do brooches, right? I have spoken to PR agencies to help me out with my brand and, you know, reach out to more customers, get my brand in the magazines, newspapers, etc., etc. All those PR people that I have spoken to so far have told me that free mein product to dena hi padega. So they are telling me to send my brooches out as gifts to editors, to influencers, to you know, people they consider important in the industry, etc. And I refuse to do that. A, I do not want to disrespect my art like that. B, what is the point? If someone is interested in my product, they buy it. Those are the people that I would rather send out a gift to. So I have, you know, international clients who buy 7-8 brooches in one shipment. I am more than happy to them, you know, to send an extra painting to them, which I think fits with their tastes. Why should I send it to some random person who is considered important for no reason? If it is somebody who is in the art industry, who has expressed interest in my work, has given me advice in the past, has been a friend to me, then okay, yeah, maybe. But this whole thing of, you know, tumhara brand hai, you're on Instagram, so free mein product bhejna padega. Absolutely not. No, don't do that. All right, the question is, if a person is not good with writing, how to proceed with blogging? Well, there is no real definition of good with writing, right? You talk to people, right? You have a conversation. So have a conversation in your head and then write it down. It's as simple as that. Who makes these standards? Good writing for who? The question is, good for whom? Is it just, what are you trying to do with that writing? It could be very simple, basic English. It's good writing. As long as a person is able to understand what it is that you're trying to convey, it's good writing. So blogging is not just about writing. Sure, even the way I blog, right? It's a lot of photographs. And I write a little bit about the picture. So it's as simple as that. You have a picture and then you write a little bit about what's in the picture. Blogging. You don't need to write 5,000 words or 1,000 words. You can do 400 words. You can do one image, 400 words about that image, and you're done. That's it. What are you trying to convey with that? Okay, how much is too much on social media? Can you set any limit? In the early days, I can only give you my example. I was posting almost 11 to 12 times a day on Instagram. And I had people telling me that, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, I have so much to talk about. I had so many photographs. There were so many things that I was doing that 11 to 12 images a day was like easy to do. So it comes and goes. It really depends. You don't want to be seen as someone who has too much time on their hands and is on social media all day, every day. But it also depends. Like some of the most famous photographers who had accounts from the early days, they post like twice a month. And they have amazing engagement on their images. You have to find a way to kind of do it. I definitely don't propose that you post, 10 times a day. Right now, because of the pandemic especially, I don't have a lot of new content. So a lot of us have gone back to posting throwback stuff, you know, travel, things that we would like to do. You know, what are we missing? Nostalgia, etc., etc. Selfies or, you know, any like art, for example, that I do right now. Once a day, once in 2 days. It's not important how many times you post. It's important to be consistent. That is the factor that helps you grow on a platform like Instagram, Twitter, a blog. You have to be consistent. Don't be like, you know, 1 week you're posting one every day, and then the next 2 weeks you're not there. It's not, you know, sometimes then people look at your post after 2 weeks and they're like, who is this? Did I follow them? Why did I follow them? Unfollow. It's a, you know, human reaction. So keep it consistent. If you're posting it on a Monday, every week Monday, post every week Monday. Now, I know this is easier said than done. I still have issues with this. Consistency is very hard to do, especially in an, you know, for someone like me, because I'm a freelancer, I'm independent, work is not consistent. So I have to figure a way out where I have this Google Drive folder where I put a lot of images that don't immediately show up on Instagram, because I don't really post twice a day now. And then I, you know, use them later and I say throwback. So I always have content that I can use even after 5 years and say, oh, you know, 8 years ago I had gone to Europe, Venice was amazing, this church, and, you know, write about it. Always document, which is why then you have all these things that you can share, and do it consistently. How to grow on Instagram? I am an eye surgeon, but I want to do some digital marketing. Okay, eye surgeon, you can... things, obviously you have to post consistently on Instagram, which means, you know, maybe every time you have a client in and if they've had a good experience, make a 15-second video of them talking about it, obviously after you take their permission. There's so many ways of doing it. The main idea is to, why are you doing digital marketing? You're doing digital marketing because you want clients at the end of the day, right? So you have to share client content so that others will identify with that and then come to you for those services. So what are the services that you provide? Videos of you actually conducting procedures. Again, obviously with permission from the patient. You know, a morning photo of, hey, I'm opening up the clinic today morning. This is what, you know, we expect 10 patients today. Whatever. Make a connection, like a conversation you would have with a friend or a conversation you would have with like a business partner. How are you going to connect with people who are following you? Why are they following you? They want to know behind the scenes. They want to know what are the services that are available. What are the problems to look out in their eyes that they should reach out to an eye surgeon for, you know? So that works. I am a freelance makeup artist. I have been making reels on tutorials and work pictures constantly. I want it to grow organically. Yeah, you'll have to keep doing it. That's the problem. It takes too much time. So it's a paradox, right? It's our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter, and it is taking longer and longer to build a brand on social media or even on ground. You know, like if I opened a photography studio here, I live in Gurgaon, it's not just going to be like, I'm not going to have 20 customers every day. Local people will just be like, oh yeah, we have to go to Nena's studio. No, that's not how it works. I'll have to go out to people. I'll have to go door to door and give out pamphlets to them and be like, hey, you know, I'm a photographer. If you need photography services like A, B, C, D, E, then I'm the photographer to come for. My prices are competitive. That's what you do even on social media, and it takes time. It takes time to reach out to people who you think are relevant. It takes time to reach out to people who you think might get you more clients. So you, the tutorial and all, I don't understand. I mean, you, what are you doing? What is the goal of you posting these reels? Are you trying to teach other people how to do makeup? So in that case, are you trying to set up a makeup school? Or are you looking for artists, clients who will come to you when they want a makeup artist? Please define that. If it is not educational, where you're not looking for students and you're not looking for, you know, teaching people how to do makeup, why the fuck are you doing these reels? There is no need to do tutorials. Kya kyun karna hai tutorial? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have, what is your goal here with doing this? If it is just to grow your Instagram page, then buy followers, then why are you putting so much effort in doing these reels? But if you want customers who will hire you for doing makeup, then you share the process of, you know, an existing customer after you take permission for them. You take nice pictures of your customers, you make them look lovely, you have a good interaction with them, you make a 15-second video with them saying how nice you were, how you didn't ruin their skin, how you use only the best products that are available on the market, how you were so quick and efficient, and how you were so professional. These are the things that you're trying to sell so that you get more customers. Don't make reels where you are making tutorials. For what? Is it worthwhile to do influencer marketing for small businesses? Ultimately, it's the ROI we look for. See, like I said, influencer marketing, again, what is your goal by doing influencer marketing? Are you just doing it because you see brands like yours around you doing it, right? A lot of us do that. A lot of us think like that. And that is how a lot of influencer marketing works. You know, I'll work with an Hermes or a Chanel, and suddenly all the other luxury brands in India will be like, oh shit, these two brands are working with her. We should also work with her. That's how it works. But what is the goal here? Most brands don't understand how to work with influencers. That's just how it works. They want to work with influencers who will post 500 photos, write 500 comments, guarantee some number of followers, which is bullshit. Influencer marketing should be used for brand building. Is the influencer a fit for your brand? Are you, you know, if the influencer talks about your brand, are they adding something to your brand and introducing it to their audience? So you have to be very clear on why you want to work with certain influencers. You know, a lot of brands send out gift boxes. 99% of those gift boxes are trash. They go straight into trash. Like, they are so bad that I can't even give them to my security guard or my dhobi and be like, you know, bhaiya, ye le jaiye, aap ghar pe. I can't even do that. What is the point of that? You're still wasting money and resources making that crap, adding waste to the environment, and it does nothing. Even if it is a good basket, what am I going to do? Post a story and say, hey, thanks for sending it. No, build a relationship. Yes, there is some merit to influencer marketing, but please first build a relationship. Who is this person that you're talking to? Don't just send crap to people who don't, you don't know. It's you know, you're, I don't like it. It's an impingement on my privacy. How did you have my address? People send shit. There is no note in that. I don't know who it is from. People send, you know, food. I'm not going to eat food. I don't know who this is from. What are you thinking? So there is a place for influencer marketing. You know, a lot of popular fashion influencers will, for example, wear a dress, and we've heard that, oh, that dress like sold out. How do you know that the dress actually sold out? What does sold out mean? Were there 10 pieces? Were there 1,000 pieces? What sold out? Why don't we ask these questions? So it's not. On the other hand, if you're building a relationship with an influencer and you work with them over a period of time, you should not just be like, ye post karo and khatam. It should be like, okay, you posted something, you created all these images. Do a partnership where you get to use those images with your brand, where you've created content for your social media, and then you credit the influencer. They are introduced to your brand, you are introduced to their brand. Influencers are not charging for posting on Instagram. Like, I don't charge for posting on Instagram. I charge for creating that content, the time and the effort and the experience that goes into creating something that is relevant for the client brand that got in touch with me. So it's not ki, arre, bheja hai, post kar do, end of story. No, I want to build a relationship. I want to work with brands that I want to work with, that work for Naina.co. So it's similar. What reaches out more to people these days, Insta or blogs, VV expressing oneself? I think Instagram is a no-brainer. It's you have to find a balance between, because I can't say that you can substitute a blog with Instagram or substitute Instagram with a blog. They both have very different functions. I think for some of my you know, customers, clients, friends who've been following me for a long time, they like going to the blog. They like, you know, seeing 10 different images of my art or where I've traveled. They like reading about my experience. But most people these days are on Instagram, and they prefer the quick check, look at the picture, wow, amazing picture, what is she talking about, like it, leave. So there is a place for Instagram, obviously, and in terms of expressing yourself, I think you need to use both to kind of balance it out. You cannot, it is hard to blog on a daily basis, but it is very easy to post on Instagram twice a day. For someone who's in the habit of doing it, I know people who are like, oh my God, posting on Instagram twice a day, what is she talking about? But it's a lot easier to do that. Instagram stories are even easier. The images, you know, and videos don't even need to be edited. So there is a place. I think both can be used for expressing yourself. What you can do is that, you know, you have something that you post on Instagram over a week, and then at the end of the week, you compress all of that, put it on your blog and say, hey, these are the things that we did this week. So that's a great strategy to kind of use both platforms. I have mostly seen people getting fake followers and people actually start believing that and eventually start following these people. It's a cycle. It's like someone comes to my page and sees that I have a verified account, right? It does create a certain impression in someone's mind when they come to my page for the first time. The likelihood of them following me is probably slightly higher. Again, there is no data to support this. This is just anecdotally what I have experienced. As far as the number of followers is concerned, again, goal kya hai? Forget what anyone else is doing. Like, to come to the core of the issue, what is it that you are trying to do? I get this a lot. PR agencies, especially when they want to work with an influencer, they will come to me and say, hey, you know, we really like what the work that you do. You've been around for a long time. Your profile is solid. Why do you only have 50,000 followers? I get where they're coming from, but that's a stupid question. It is absolutely irrelevant. I have, you know, as a brand or as a business, you show consistency. You've been around for 17 years. You're still here. You're still in the game. You're still working with, you know, top international brands. How is it relevant if I have 50,000 followers? Who are those 50,000 followers? Or who is, you know, even 1% of those 50,000 followers? And are those people relevant to a brand that wants to work with me? Is my work relevant to that brand? Is there a brand fit between the Naina.co brand and the client brand? That is what should be relevant. Yes, you see followers and you're like, "Arey, bapre, you know, this influencer has 100,000 followers." Yeah, but what does it mean? Please stop and ask yourself that, what does that mean? You don't know how well that person is working, how much business a brand is doing. It is not correlated to the number of followers that they have. Like, really, it is not. I have spoken to so many social media agencies, so many brands. They have bought followers. They have hundreds of thousands of followers. It does nothing to their bottom line. So please understand, it is like somebody, I think they said vanity metric. It is just to show off. It's like, you know, oh, I have an iPhone 12. Yeah, but what the fuck does that mean? Are you using that iPhone 12 to make your life better, to make the life of people around you better? Is it helping your brand in some way? Are you taking better pictures with that iPhone 12? What does it mean? So it doesn't, followers actually don't matter. Even if you're actually going to buy followers, I have said this many times, that it's like taking a wad of cash and lighting it on fire. Because you are not getting customers, you're not really getting sales from those. Maybe by fluke you might get one or two clients, and if they don't like your product, they're not going to come back because they came there for the wrong reasons. Most of us want a good product that works. It's just as simple as that. Okay, what kind of insights should be considered before engaging an influencer for marketing activity? Oh my God, no insights. Just look at it as branding. Don't. You're not going to get customers when you work with an influencer. Like, unless, it depends on the, you know, type of product. I think fashion, it kind of works. And insights for that, I mean, I honestly don't know what insights you're going to look at. Everything can be faked these days. You know, you can buy the number of followers. You can buy number of comments. You can buy the number of likes. You can buy the number of views on your reels, on views on your IGTV. You can buy the number of clicks that you get on a blog post. You can buy everything. You can basically pay for engagement. So I personally, in my experience, I think insights have very little value, at least in the traditional way that we have looked at insights. So if you're going to ask someone to share Instagram insights where you want to know how many men versus women, and you're, everything can be fucking fudged. So there's no point really looking at these fucking insights. What you should look at is building a relationship with someone that vibes with your brand. What will happen is that invariably this other person will grow and your brand will grow with them. I understand, as a small business owner, like, I'm never going to give away my brooches for free to like any influencer. Like, it's not happening. So I get it. But if it is an art collector, that is my true influencer. That is somebody who's going to buy my art and who's going to talk about it with other people who are similar minded, etc. So for me to, you know, reach out to them after I've established a, you know, talking relationship with them, I say, "Hi, how are you? I really like your art collection." I mean, whatever, you met them somewhere. Carry on that conversation, build a relationship, meet them 2-3 more times once the pandemic is over, and then take it from there. It's not just as easy as saying, "Oh, that person has 100,000 followers. That's a great influencer. So let's work with them." How do you know? We don't know if those followers are fake or real. That insights are not a good metric to look at when you want to work with an influencer. You have to, does their aesthetic match with what it is that you're trying to do? Do they make sense when they talk? Are they a total idiot that you would not like to associate your brand with? Do they do things that will not work with your brand? Look at those things and then build a relationship. You'll have to reach out to 50 people and then boil it down to 5 people that you end up working with over a long period of time. So yeah, I mean, that's what I think. Always ask yourself, goal kya hai? I even during my workshops, every question I would come back with hashtag goal kya hai. Like, what are you trying to achieve here? If you can question all your, you know, I need more followers on Instagram. Okay, why? So it helps you clarify. Everyone is running after, "Arey, I don't have followers. How do I grow my followers?" I understand, but why do you want all those followers? what is your ultimate goal here? You have to, you know, marketing hasn't really changed. It's just that now we have social media and all these platforms to use, which makes it easier for us to reach out to people. Do you think you have the time and patience to sit down and create a profile of 50 people who are on social media, who are active, who you think can be your clients and customers, who will get you more clients and customers if they talk about your brand? Will you be able to sit and create profiles of those people and then reach out to those people individually and build a relationship? Do that. That those people are influencers. But kaam lagta hai isme. It's very easy to say, oh, I want more followers. Arre nahi chahiye follower. I want clients. I want paying customers. Currently, pushing sales is considered insensitive, and rightly so, but business is going on as usual. I still need to post about our... Why is it not showing the full question? Yes, again, pushing sales is considered insensitive. By whom? If you run a company and you are able to make sales during COVID, you have salaries to pay, you have might have employees, you might have an office space that needs to, you know, you need to pay rent. How are you going to do that? Insensitive by whom again? Insensitive to the internet mob. They are not the ones who are paying your bills. They are not your clients and they are not your customers. So if there is something that you need to do while being respectful of what is going on in the world today, please do that. You have a responsibility to yourself, your own brand, your customers, your employees, etc. So don't just get swayed by, oh my God, people are going to crucify me. Be polite about it. There is a way to do it. How would you go and talk to someone whose business has been shut down because of COVID? Are you not going to run your business because, you know, their business is not running? No, you'll try to be supportive because they're your friend and then you carry on. Life goes on. As much as it sounds terrible, life does go on. People in my immediate circle have passed away. I'm still here. I owe it to them and their memory to carry on and do the things that they were not able to do. I don't know. We're not really taught how to deal with death, I think. So that is the main problem here. If my town doesn't have galleries, how should we market or advertise our pieces? It's so difficult to get customers otherwise. See, art is also very... it's very arbitrary, right? A lot of people don't really understand or get art. It really depends on what market you're in. I would say that I am in a country like India, for example, where art is not really a thing. You know, people don't even have food to eat. So art is like a luxury. It's just, it's next level. 99.999% of the population in India will not really have the time for art. So while we do have some excellent galleries in Delhi, and I live very close to them, and there are more where I live in the city in Gurgaon, it's not really about just reaching out to a gallery and hoping they'll do something for you. To start with, they need to have something that they can promote and sell. So that's where you yourself need to build your own brand. And art is not something, you know, you paint for a year, you paint for 2 years, and suddenly you've become, you know, hotcakes. That's not how art works. It requires consistent long-term practice, and of course you have to be lucky, the right people need to see it. So in that sense, how you have to have an Instagram for that. You have to have a place where you're sharing behind the scenes. How are you making a painting? What is, you know, process of maybe behind the scenes if you're actually painting something? Talking to your audience, talking about, you know, how you were inspired by these things. Producing art continually, consistently, and sharing it on Instagram. So it's don't depend on galleries. Galleries will not save you or the world. You have to have your own thing set up, and it needs to be so strong that galleries are like, oh, we need to work with this artist because they already bring a lot of other potential customers to us. All right, I want to start my home decor brand. Is it the right time or should I wait for some more time each day as I see new ones coming out? Just start. Sonia, just start. There are people, babies being born every day. If you want to make a baby, you start trying to have a baby right away. You know what I mean? Don't wait. It's like, you know, somebody's like, oh, I'm already 40 years old. No, what? I'm already 40 years old. Should I do this thing? You know, I'll turn 42 in 2 years. It'll take me 2 years to finish this degree or this course or whatever. The point is, you're going to turn 42 anyways. Na kari lo. No, does that make sense? So just start. home decor brand. Just start it. What is the future of vanity metrics? I see people who have great content but low followers and vice versa. What's the future here? At least in India, it's going to be the same for a while. We have just far too many people who don't know how this works, and far too many people who can easily, you can build a career out of it once bitten, twice shy. Even if they don't have a good experience the first time, they'll still try 50,000 times and be like, oh, this doesn't work. So I don't think it's going anywhere in India, at least. But great content, low number of followers, that's actually very simple, because even for someone like me, I think my content is fucking fantastic, but I think the number of followers in the traditional sense of the word, so many brands tell me, are aapke to sirf 50,000 followers. Now honestly, it doesn't really get to me, but when 10 people say it to you over the course of a month, you're like, oh my god, no. It's because I don't indulge in controversy. If someone comes and leaves a stupid comment on one of my posts, instead of engaging with them, I just block them. One way to increase engagement is to, increase controversy. It's everybody knows that's how it works. That's what Bollywood does. This actress hates this actress. Suddenly the whole world is like, ooh, what's up with these actresses? And then you find out both of them have movies coming out. That's how the game is played. So yeah, you can do these things, but what are you trying to do at the end of the day? Is your goal just to get more followers? No, mine is to build a brand, and mine is to put out exceptional content that, everyone who comes to my page is like, oh yeah, that's Nena, I want it to be that. I want it to be an identifier. Work is a very large part of my identity. So I don't want to fuck it up by saying, oh, how dare you write this about my post and it's amazing and how can you say that? And no, I don't have time. You write something, you're blocked instantly. And it's not because you're a bad person, it's because I don't have the time. I don't have the time to sit and indulge with people who are not going to add anything to my business. No controversy, no mean words, no negativity, no. Just no. Do hashtags work anymore if the objective is to grow engagement and followers on IG for a brand? Hashtags serve a purpose. For example, when I use a lot of hashtags on my paintings, I call it geometric abstraction, etc., etc. I get a lot of fellow artists and galleries who come and like those photos. So in a way, yes, but it really depends on what kind of hashtags there are. You have 30 hashtags to use, please use them. There is no harm in using hashtags. As far as how helpful they are, you should create a set of 30, put them in your notes app, and every time you post from a certain category, just copy paste those hashtags. So it's not, you're not investing too much time, so you should do it. I'm already selling my stuff somewhere else, so do not depend on social media for it, but I want to grow my Insta and simply don't know what to post on it. Oh my god, it's just post your actual work. Just see what other artists are posting on Instagram. Start with that, and eventually you will develop your own thing of what am I going to post. Like, just hold a painting and be like, oh, today I painted this, and just like a selfie or some weird abstract photos. You don't want to be in the photo, then just do art, do layouts, and figure out like your sketches. You've got behind the scenes stuff that you do, stuff that you write, you have nice handwriting. Anything and everything. You can post like anything. I post about such random shit. I've got plants, I've got an empty canvas. I posted about how I connected my keyboard to my phone and I typed on it today. It's you. You live a life every day, and there are a certain number of things you do every day, and you document it. And that is where the content comes from. Content is not something you just manufacture out of something you don't have. Content is something that you take from your own life that already exists. All you have to do is capture it. That's very important. That's actually doing the work. How did you discover this art form style? I don't know. I just tried so much shit for 2 years. 2 years, I decided that I had saved up some money, and my budget was a certain fixed amount. And I was like, I'm going to spend this now to figure out what it is that I want to do in art. So I tried everything. I tried fluid acrylics. I bought a lot of paint and I wasted it. I tried all kinds of canvases. I tried, inks and oils and acrylics and God only knows what all. And then one day I just started doing this and I was like, wait, I love this. It felt like it had been in me and I needed to get it out of myself. And then it's just now it just evolved, I started with thicker lines and now the lines are like a lot thinner and fine, and it's just things happen. Is it important to have a face behind the brand? Many tell me to be active on IG to promote my startup. Yes, ma'am, they are right. Absolutely, you have to do that. I have so many clients that I consult with and they are like, I don't like being in front of the camera. Great, do you want to run a business or not? You don't have to be in every post, but you do need to be in some. I want to know who am I buying from. I don't want to connect with the fucking brand. I want to connect with the person who's running the brand. Because the brand came from that person. So I'm more interested in getting to know that person and building a relationship with that person. The brand can go fuck itself. I don't care. So yeah. There needs to be, and it doesn't have to be just the founder. You know, it could be people who help you do your work. You have employees, do features on them. Oh my God, there's like, yeah. You guys should check out Kia Roscuro Bags. She's a friend of mine, but I use her example in all my work.